So just out of curiosity, I've heard that like not every hospital has Attra available.
They don't. And that is a big issue. And therefore, you have to have a plan for getting a patient to a place that has Attra if someone shows up and you think they have APL. There's actually, it's interesting, there's a whole network of Southern medical centers that have created a network where if you walk into a small emergency room in the South, that emergency room knows where you can get a patient Attra.
Wow.
And there's a physician named Dr. Jalala, who's now at Emory, who did a study showing that the early death rate from APL has gone down dramatically since this network has been instituted. In any case, we gave him Attra. You should always give Attra to a patient you think has APL, even if you're wrong, because the worst that can happen is that you've given them Attra, which will really not do anything bad to them. It's, you know, it's vitamin A. So we immediately looked, got a peripheral smear on this guy. We looked at his peripheral smear. It looked like it was full of malignant promyelocytes. We sent his peripheral blood for FISH to look for the characteristic 15-17 translocation. That came back positive the next day. And then we started him on the study that was published in the New England Journal of Medicine by Lococo, showing that the combination of Attra and arsenic for low-risk acute promyelocytic leukemia, as patients who present with a white count of less than 10,000, is extraordinarily effective. The follow-up data from that study is published in the JCO a couple of years ago, and the overall survival is, I'm sorry, the disease-free survival, I believe, is 100%. I think there were two patients who died, and I think they died from, when you talk to Dr. Lococo, I think one of them died from like a car accident and something unrelated to their malignancy.
Wow.
It is unbelievable that we now are able to cure basically 100% of patients with this disease.
Just out of curiosity, his white count was 9,000. You mentioned the cutoff for high risk is 10,000. If it was 10,000, what would you have done?
Yeah, so in patients who have a white count really of 10, 11, 12, sometimes 15, 16,000, the benefit of giving just Attra and arsenic is not entirely clear. What we have been doing is we have been combining that with, we give Attra and arsenic, but in combination with a little bit of chemotherapy. We've been following the protocol that's been published by the Australian study group in Blood on their big study called APML4. And that combines a little bit of anthracycline with Attra and arsenic.
And what's this patient's current status?
He's great. So he went into a complete molecular remission, well, hematologic and molecular remission after induction. He's currently on his third round of consolidation with Attra and arsenic, doing well.
Any tolerability issues you've seen with Attra and arsenic?
The biggest issue, Attra, not so much. There are some patients who get headaches with Attra, primarily in the pediatric population. You can get some pseudotumor. There are cases of pseudotumor cerebri, but you can actually reduce the dose of Attra without any issues. The big issue is the arsenic is with cardiac issues and arrhythmias. So you do have to watch these patients closely, be sure their MAG is over 2, their potassium is over 4, be sure they've got an EKG that doesn't show any QT prolongation weekly before you start on their each week of therapy. So we monitor that very closely.